Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 1012, an act to provide for an increase in legislative per diem.
House Bill 1012, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? House Bill 1012.
I would move that.
Senator Brown.
Excuse me, Madam President. I was detained. Thank you, Madam President, and members of the Senate. House Bill 1012 is brought to us from the Legislative Research Council Executive Board, and it's an act to provide for an increase in legislative per diem. The reason this came up was during the summer we had been discussing the use of computers for all of the legislators, and also the good benefits of having computers and the internet, and how it does help us to keep in closer contact with our constituents as well as each other as legislators. And of course, with this new technology, there is always a little bit of a cost, and if you have a internet provider, there's a charge for that on a monthly basis. It's not that great, but it is another cost and another kind of uncompensated expense that we do have for legislators. And as you realize that even though our sessions are 35 and 40 days, that we are responsible to our constituents and to the state of South Dakota the year around. And we attend many meetings that we are not compensated for. We answer a lot of correspondence and so on. That has to come out of our regular per diem that we get while we are attending the sessions. Now, what the bill does, if you will look on line 10, it increases the per diem from $95 to $110 per day for the regular and special legislative sessions. And this is for reimbursement for living expenses and so on. That is about the crutch of the bill. I think we have to look also, I mean, if you're interested, I do have some information of other states and other legislators, what they are compensating the legislators for. And we're not that far off, but we are quite a bit behind. For instance, there are some states that provide legislators with an additional $200 a month out of session for expenses that they incur when they're back home. There's also some that will provide, Nebraska provides two full-time secretaries or aides to each legislator. And that's a paid position during the legislative session. So there are different ways of compensation. We felt that by increasing this just by $15, that this was a much easier way to do it than to include it into a salaries package, which would take much longer to get accomplished. I will try to answer any questions that you have, and hope that you can support House Bill 1012. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1210. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
No.
Benson?
I didn't mean to mess you up.
Damn, Bogue? Bros?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Anyway.
Dennard?
No.
Drake? Dunn Jim? Dunn Rebecca? Duxbury, Everest,
does exactly what
Flowers, Frederick, Hangey, Halverson, Ham, Hutmacher, Cleven, Klochek, Lang, Lawler, Madden, Moore, Munson, Olson, Paisley, Reedy, Rounds, Schoner, Staggers, Simmons, Belandra, Bitter, Whiting, Senator Benson, Senator Broz? Or Senator Boag? Senator Boag? Senator Boag? Madam President, ayes 19, nays 15, excused 1.
Senate Bill, House Bill 1012, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is declared passed. Questions on its title?
Point of order, Madam President.
Senator Olson.
I believe that this was required a two-thirds vote on per diem.
Senator, if I could respond to that, it's a fine point, but the bill that we just passed is an increase in per diem, not a salary increase, therefore it requires only a majority.
That's a distinction without a difference, but I accept your ruling.
Thank you.